Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
He is the host of Wiggins America.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Catch him every Saturday morning. Ryan Wiggins, hello.
Hello, Ryan Recker. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm excited to hear what you're going to be talking about on the show this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I would say probably half the show we're going to devote to all the Supreme Court stuff of this week. And today's not even over. Who knows what today will bring for the Supreme Court. But it's been a really busy week, and we're going to dive into a lot of the opinions that maybe aren't getting as much attention, and, of course, the ones that are, too.
Yeah, just give it a half hour. I'm sure all will break loose here soon. And it could even be that abortion case. So that's going to be even the biggest one on the docket. And there have been some already big ones on the docket.
Yeah, the abortion case, of course, is what everybody's watching. But there have been some big cases. I mean, there have been things about Miranda rights that aren't getting as much attention. This gun rights bill out of New York, it was struck down. That's been kind of the marquee one of the last few days. Although the school choice bill out of Maine, I think, will have far more reaching ramifications for the culture and for the future, maybe even than that gun bill will. But I did write a piece about the gun bill, so I probably should talk about that more than the school rights one, huh?
Yeah, but go back to the Miranda rights one. I'm not familiar with that. What's that case?
Well, I haven't dove into that yet. I'm actually researching that for the show tomorrow right now. But it involves whether police can be held accountable or sued if they don't read the Miranda rights. And just from the headlines, I know that the Supreme Court said that they can't. Basically, they sided with police and said, no, if they forget to do a part of it, you can't. It doesn't throw out the whole case if the policeman doesn't read the whole thing right, I think is the gist of it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so the gun case that came down yesterday, that's the big one that a lot of people are watching because of the Second Amendment. Clarence Thomas writing that opinion that I just thought was so excellently wrote.
Yeah, so the opinion itself, usually, you know, you get, unless it's a 9-0 case, you get the opinion from the majority, which is now the established precedent, and then you get the dissent from the minority, and in this case, it was 6-3, so you had the six either constitutional or middle judges that sided on the side of the New York bill being unconstitutional. I keep saying bill, it's law. So striking it down and saying that they've gone too far in basically, determining who can get a gun, who can't, and their permit system and all that was designed to slow down and reduce people's Second Amendment rights. And the court said, you can't do that. The dissenting opinion, though, what's interesting about this case, to me anyway, beyond the ramifications of the actual case, is that usually you have the opinion, you have the dissent. In this case, you had Samuel Alito writing a full concurrent opinion. So he was in the majority. Usually if the dissent, you know, isn't quite as dissenting as it should be, according to one of the judges, there might be an extra dissent, you know, saying, well, they think that, but I think it's even worse. Well, he was actually going further than Clarence Thomas and almost writing a rebuttal to the dissent in his concurrent opinion. And absolutely took apart their arguments, and I mean one by one. And the biggest one to me was that they brought up the Buffalo shooting as, you know, examples of things that should and could be stopped by New York's law. This is New York. Buffalo is in New York. The law was in effect when the mass shooting happened. It makes no sense to say, and this is what he was saying in that concurrent opinion, it makes no sense to bring news story into this when the law in effect didn't stop it from happening in that state in the first place. So your logic doesn't make any sense. But furthermore, Ryan, what I think was interesting about and why I wanted to write a piece about Samuel Alito's concurrent opinion is that he actually talks about their judicial philosophy in this thing and says, look, if you're bringing current events into a case, you're trying to litigate this. You're trying to write law. This is about the Constitution first, then legislative law, then precedent. And you can't start at the bottom and work your way up. You got to start at the Constitution and then work your way down from that. And you're doing the exact opposite. You're trying to legislate things from the bench instead of just applying law. And you're basically not being a judge is what he was getting at, which is perfect. I mean, we have to call that out.
What a great tie-in, because Roe v. Wade was writing from the bench. I mean, really the origination, origin piece of it. And that's what Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a lot of criticism, writing from the bench like that, as opposed to interpreting constitutional law. So this might be righting a wrong that's been there for a long time. And this decision that could come out today, if this is any indication of what you're pointing out.
Exactly. And that's why it would get struck down if it does, because you know, I'm all for the rule of law. And I actually honor precedent just as much as everybody else does. I think you probably do. But the way that these things happen is Constitution first. And then if it's unclear and there's a law written, then that second, and then judicial precedent. Well, Roe versus Wade, it did exactly that. It went from the bottom up instead of the top down and tried to write a new law that wasn't in the Constitution and actually had never been passed by a legislative body either, especially at the federal level. So it created a new law. And what they would be writing the wrong is that saying, well, that wasn't a law. You made a law up in 1973. You can't do that. We have to get rid of that.
All right. I actually prepared a game for you today, Mr. Ryan Wiggins. Okay. I don't know if you'd like to try to play this game. I guess, Carl and Scott, you can play along, too, if you like. Sue, I don't know if Sue wants to give it a shot. But there was this viral video of Joe Biden going around on social media, and everyone's trying to guess what in the world is Joe Biden saying. So I'd like to play it for you and see if you can guess what Joe Biden is saying. You want to give it a try?
Okay. If I say no, are you just going to hang up on me?
No. You just have to guess. Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, here we go.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Okay. What is that single word that American could be defined by?
As in prism.
What was that?
The word is as in prism.
Oh, that's not bad. All right. Let's listen to it again. Let's see if you're right.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Okay. I think you might be a little bit off.
Foot?
Carl, you want to guess that word that America could be defined?
I think he was in the middle of a sneeze.
Not quite. Good guess.
It sounded like athlete's foot. That's what I hear.
Athlete's foot.
That's
Let's
two
play it
words.
Again.
Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in
I still can't tell what he's saying. All right, so this clip has been going online, and people, it's almost become viral. People are trying to guess what Joe Biden is saying here. And, of course, I found the full clip because I had to put it into context. Do you want to hear what he's actually saying?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen here.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
All right, so the word you were trying to hear was
foot was in there.
Foothills of the Himalayas.
I was right about foot.
Okay, it might be a little bit hard to understand. I don't know how you get
even in context, you can barely understand what that is.
Yeah.
I was in the the foothills of the Himalayas with.
All right, so that's how America can be defined. Foothills of the Himalayas. But completely slaughtered through the language. All right. Ryan Wiggins, if people want to listen to your show this weekend, how can they do it?
They can do it on the radio. You just leave it on this station, unbelievably. And it's on tomorrow morning from 6 to 8.
What do they say? You'd like turn it on and rip the knob off is what the old saying is. They could do that tonight.
I've never heard that, but that's fine. Yeah.
That's
leave it there. And just, yeah, rip it off.
Wiggins America, you can catch here Saturday morning. Thank you for coming on today, Ryan. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Ryan. See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.